Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, so you know what it is, man. Let's get straight to it.
Ayo, they said it's 10 points higher. Yeah, we got to go get that.
La música de Harry Fraud.
Lord Father, I don't mean to be a bother. I'm just praying you protect me on this road.
Protect me on this road.
From the rascal alpha, alphabet boys, dragging travelers in the highway patrol.
In the highway patrol.
It ain't right, but it's right, and it's right. And I know once I get there, that it's so.
Right and right.
Out of Lord Father, I don't mean to be a bother. I'm just praying you protect me on this road while I get this dough.
One man cowboy, see limit timid. Chevy Malibu, we graduated from them rented. Lost 100 large on the last time we sent it. It's only 4 letters, I ain't worried about attention. Traveling the distance, staying off the white line. Alphabet boys out, praying what they might find. I hate the Carolinas. Racial profile, you say you smoking marijuana. Talking about my pits is clearer than my mama's. With a church wig on, 996 before I give my big on. 1,000 grams, 1,000 hands, 1,000 furs, 1,000 bands. $100,000 horse, all star, we styling in.
Lord Father, I don't mean to be a bother. I'm just praying you protect me on this road.
Protect me on this road.
From the rascal alpha, alphabet boys, tracking travelers in the highway patrol.
In the highway patrol.
It ain't right, but it's right, and it's right. And I know once I get there that it's so.
Right and right.
Out of Lord Father, I don't mean to be a bother. I'm just praying you protect me on this road while I get this out.
Niggas ain't taking road trips for real.
No.
Route 13 with the vacuum seal. Prepaid legal on my window shield. The ice cream man's on the Jack and Jill.
Right.
Wait, state to state, Mack trucks I deal. Mack trucks I feel. I feel better knowing that the donor is anonymous. See my dominance growing. Tugboat or car tow, we summertime snowing.
God.
Reasonable doubt flowing on you niggas. Been getting this since 9-6 and black act vigors. Snub 38 with the matte black trigger. When how can I be down with filled with crack niggas?
Lord Father, I don't mean to be a bother. I'm just praying you protect me on this road.
Protect me on this road.
From the rascal alpha, alphabet boys, tracking travelers in the highway patrol.
In the highway patrol.
It ain't right, but it's right, and it's right. And I know once I get there that it's so.
Right and right.
Out of Lord Father, I don't mean to be a bother. I'm just praying you protect me on this road while I get this out.
Fire, man. I see, I told you, man, I got some heat for you, man. I got some heat you ain't even here yet. You don't even know about. I got up here for you. For real. Matter of fact, we got a caller. Let's see who's calling in. Let's see who we got.
What's up? It's Casey. What's going on, Big Ben?
Oh, man. Casey, what up, man? How you been, bro?
Chilling, man. It's locked in my college studies and shit. You know what I mean? How you all doing, man? How you doing this in the stock exchange, man?
Everything gravy, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. My boy Casey up on the check-in, man. What's new? What's going on in the world today, Casey? Let them know what's on your mind.
Shit. Ben knows I was called with some abstract stuff. You know it. A couple months ago, I was calling trying to let everybody know that they had those federal loans out there for school and everything, but I found a negative side of everything. I've been going on school online through Everest University. Okay, and they done pulled out these huge loans for myself, right, so I can go to college at expensive interest rates and expensive dollars. And I realized that, you know, first couple weeks I was turning in very, very appropriate good work and I was receiving A's. Then I started noticing my own self that my work was falling off, okay, but they were still giving me A's. And I was not even coming through with what I was supposed to be doing. So I start scratching my head because I'm a business major going, well, the college is a business. They're getting federal loans of $10,000 per student per every 9 months. So, of course, it's in their best interest to push us through the system so they can continue to profit and franchise off of us. Mm-hmm. Instead of offering us half of the money, what it would be over a 4-year education, to start a small business and maybe so we could profit and move forward with actual substantial money. And I feel like I'm a pawn in a game of chess. So I just want your listeners out there to know, if anyone can remember when I was calling about this in the past, that as far as Everest University goes online, that they're going to push you through to a degree that most employers might not necessarily listen to. Because I know that, you know, Mr. Ben Frank and everything is into, you know, educating and uplifting, you know, the people in the struggle and everything. So I just want to put it out there that I see a monopoly of sorts going on. And when I get done receiving these bullshit 12 credits in these 12 weeks, I'm going to send a letter to the dean and letting him know that his instructors or professors, whatever you want to call themselves, are doctoring the grades just so they continue to get the grant money. But why can't we receive the grant money out here in the streets and start ourselves a business? And, I mean, that's where I'm at, you know what I mean? I just hooked up on Facebook. I saw my man, you know, the stock exchange thing going on, you know, and I've called in. This is probably like my 10th or 11th time in the last 6 months calling in, so, you know, I'm a regular contributor. You know, I contribute regular, you know what I mean? So,
I already know, man.
That's what's on my mind. I want to know, Ben, you know, how do you feel about what I'm saying, and have you ever heard of anything like this yourself?
Man, it's good you brought that up, man. Online colleges, man. You go ahead and email your dean, man. That dean's probably just some inbox somewhere on some web server, man, for real, man. Because these online colleges, man, like a lot of people, you know, get the online degree, then they try to get a job, and they can't even get a job with that degree. A lot of times, you know, these online degrees, these jobs don't really recognize it as it really being an official, you know, trade. You learning something. So there's a lot of online colleges out there. You got Everest, you got Phoenix, you got a couple other ones, man, and it's just funny how, you know, you get a college education online, and you know, you get a college education in a university, and jobs will take that more seriously than you would the one online. And they charge you the same amount, pretty much, maybe even
more.
Let
me tell you, bro. And what's going on in my mind is, you know, I sat back and you know, the last 4 days I've had epiphanies every single day. So I've been restructuring my whole entire life, trying to figure out, why did I go to college in the first place? Well, it was because I'm a two-time convicted felon of dumb prison time, okay? So I figured in my head, okay, and I'm in my 30s, so I said, okay, well, I'll go ahead and get a bachelor's degree in marketing and advertising, you know what I'm saying? But then I thought about it, and I said, okay, well, you know, I'm tatted up. I'm a two-time loser according to society. I've already paid my debts. I'm not on any probation or parole. I'm going to run myself $36,000 in debt at 3.4% interest to the government. They're so quick to throw this money out, and these professors are doctoring my grades. They're buttering it up. I'm handing in bullshit just to try them, and they're still giving me 90s. I'm not even handing shit in the correct formatation, the correct formats they want, and they're still giving me good grades. And I started scratching my head. So I took a day off today. I'm going to finish because I told myself I'm going to finish just to prove a point to myself. But I done learned that I just ran myself into some debt that is not necessarily, not necessarily something you need to do. Now, I would recommend definitely continuing my advice in the past was, for anybody who wants to further their education, to go to that thefasfa.org, you know, and collect on your Pell Grant. But don't get no government grants. Go to your community college, you feel me? Go to your community college, go somewhere local. These online institutions, which I call them, are charging almost as much as universities. And in that aspect, with the interest rate, if I were to obtain a bachelor's degree in marketing and advertising over 4 years, I'm $36,000 in debt to Uncle Sam, and these professors know it's a business. And I'm a business major, and the business has taught me so much so far that my college is the same thing that my professor's teaching me. And I'm sitting here scratching my head at 2 a.m. every single night for the past couple weeks going, man, I can't believe I put that out on the radio. I hope nobody else made the same mistake as me. Because I'm already liable for this dough, you know what I mean, for these three classes I'm taking. I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to get my credits, and then I'm going to move
Finish
it on
that.
To a local community college. But I want to throw it out there that it's not all it seems to be. You know what
That's
I'm saying,
real,
Ben?
Man.
You know what I mean? It's just not the way that, you know what I mean? It's exactly what you said. Like, if I write a letter to the dean, what's the chances of it getting it? It's like if you write a letter to the president, what's the chances of a letter getting to the president? It's going to go through
That's
50
real.
Hands. It's got to be that great to get to that person. And unfortunately, it's just another scam in the system. But what burns me is that there's people out here with great ideas and just need money. It makes money to take money. All right, I'm an ex-con, so I'm thinking about three different options. I can either do this college thing and give it a shot. After being in debt, I find myself a fat white bitch, live off of her, I go back to the streets and wind back up in prison to get my money to start my business. Now, what am I supposed to do? You know, I mean, any of your listeners have any opinions, or have they tried any of these avenues, or how about yourselves?
No, man. I say, man, just stick with the college thing. You already put your time in. Just go ahead and finish, you know, get the credits, and go ahead to a local college, you know? Just take it as a lesson learned.
That's what I'm going to do, Ben.
Yeah.
So how you been, man? How's the stock exchange doing, bro? What you all been up to, man? Let me know.
Everything is gravy, man. We blessed over here. Just doing big things with the site. Getting a lot of good feedback. We getting about 700 viewers a day. So everything's good, man. We got over 1,200 members on the social network on the site. So, you know, the brand is building, man. We definitely, you know, helping people better themselves. That's what we all about.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up, man. I really do appreciate that. You know what I mean?
But at the end of the day, you know, colleges are a hustle at the end of the day, man. Even these big universities, man, you go there, you take out big loans, you know, bachelor's or associate's degree, you end up owing $50,000, $80,000. You know, you get out of school, you can't even get a job in the profession that you graduated with. You got to get a job at Staples, only paying you like $25,000 a year. I mean, but you owe like $60,000 to your university. You know, it's all a hustle. Bank charging, you know, 12% interest rate on the loan you took out. Like, it's real, man, it's real. You just got to, you know, just play it smart. Like, if it's a real important trade, a real, real skilled trade, like a doctor or a lawyer, yeah, college is necessary, you know what I'm saying? But if it's something, you know, that you could possibly learn on your own, or just, you know, get yourself in the door somehow, go that route instead of taking out these large loans and having this interest, you know, lagger on.
But the most amazing thing is that all you do is you just punch in a school code, you punch in the information, and they say, oh, you've been accepted for this amount. So the majority, including myself, get tricked. You get the wool pulled over your eyes, and you think, oh, wow, I'm going to school. That's great. But then once you start seeing that the effort that they put forth, I see that a lot of people could probably be tricked into the same thing. And it's just like, okay, well, if the government is so willing, every single time it receives a new Social Security number, it's willing to pump out 30 to 40 grand up front, which the universities are collecting and paying their professors. So why, I look there and I scratch my head and say, well, why can't I just get even a quarter of that? Give me 10 G's to start a small business. So now I've totally, like I told you, had an epiphany, and now I'm going to go back and I'm going to look at, you know, my life situation, where I've been, what I've done, what I can do, what I want to do, and I'm going to start looking at the Small Business Association and trying to see how I can go about how much upfront money I need to start a small business, which does take risk, but considering I was on your show in the past and I was telling people to go about this route, I felt, you know, obligated next time that I saw your line, you know, your show online to let you all know that it wasn't all gravy as much as I was making it sound out to be, you feel me? So I just wanted to let you all know that and show you all some support, let you all know that, you know what I mean, I love everything that y'all are doing, you keep grinding, you know what I mean? You keep educating the people, and I mean, that's one of the things that keeps bringing me back to listening to this show and to keep, you know what I mean, coming back again and again and again, is because you do more than just music. And, you know, hip-hop is a way of life, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think I need to tell you that. You know, hip-hop is, it's universal. It's a way of living. It's a way of communication. It's a way of networking beyond, amongst, you know what I'm saying, people with similar, you know, backgrounds, you know what I'm saying? So I just felt like, you know, I just was popped up on Facebook, I saw y'all was online, and I figured, you know, I needed to call in, you know, to share my two cents, you know what I mean? So I know your show's not, you know, I'm sure you have your own agenda for the show, but you know me, you know, Casey.
Man,
you're
going to stick with us, man. Stick with us through the whole show, man. Stick with us through the whole show. We're going to rock out, man. Casey, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, the God Ben Fang, this is what we do, man. We drop jewels on the people. We're going to play some heat. We're going to come back, chop it up, and build. You know how we do, Casey. You know how we do.
What up, bro?
Get straight to it.
Oh, yeah. Special occasion tonight. Mike be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Mike be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh**, add it up.
Come on, me back it up, cause my son's spectacular. Like Spider-Man, I have a caught up in the web, I weave. Ball hawk collecting G's here to Tel Aviv. My chocolate mommy said she loved me cause I let her breathe. Inhale, exhale, used to have the next cell, chirping with the next cell. Now I spit the punchline, that'll leave your head swell. On front line, no more playing, set trail. So on your mark and set go. Ain't nothing petty over here, we stack a lot of jet dough. You just started the escrow, and I'm seeing return of investment. Popping bottles with a chicken, a best friend. They study wine and I'm steady shining. Heavy grinded, dancing like their pants already climbed it. I'm God's son, lady with a God flow. Life's good now, so I'm starting them hard, yo.
Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Life be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. With estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. King sh**, add it up.
Money on the table, the guard never pass it up. Quarter pounder, that's out, your baby mom, bag it up. Good with the Franklin, turn the Frank, rack them up. Good with the Franklin, real estate, add it up. Frank be chillin', Frank be chillin'. What more can I say? The guard building, look coast to coast, they drug dealing. USA try to slay, guard children. Pull a horse, match the horses in my beamer. Better guess, man, you could f***ing re-up. Checkmate, we up, 10 shots, 3 cups. Leave it round, 10 sexy thing with the D-cup. See us winning, New York City, the mind, no ceilings. I talk grind with the dealers. You wanna play cards with the f***ing dealers. You wanna swim with the sharks, I can make you feel it.
Mike be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Mike be chillin', Frank be chillin'. You see the guards in the building. Real estate money added up. Weight money, bag it up. Watch mommy with the fatty, back it up. Kick sh**, add it up.
Yeah, you're tuned into nothing less, none other than the Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's go, man. It's the kid DJ Instincts, Specialist CNT, Problematic Status. Let's get it.
Hi. I am looking for Molly. I've been searching everywhere and I can't seem to find Molly. 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 Molly.
All of my dollars, I'm everywhere, it's popping. Can't fall in love, I got options. I'm high school, that's college. King gold chains, that's Notre Dame. That green, yeah, I got it. I show up in the party, like where the fuck that Molly? OD, we're OGs. We don't fuck with no police. I'm too fly to be low-key. Them 24-inch Kobe's. All black, that's Jodeci. She give me pussy, that's Josie. Broke nigga, stop begging me. Cause that's the shit that I don't need. I'm swerving, I'm driving. Ain't got time to be tired. I'm super turned, don't try me. Killing your mind off and fucking your body. Bitch wanna flick, post for my posse. Got too much shit to worry about gossip. I'm on a bad trip.
And I can't seem to find Molly. Molly. Molly.
Bitch, my section is important. My new car is important. My bank account is enormous. We so loud, it's distorted. Got champagne and we pouring it. She popping it and she snorting it. My iPhone recording it. If I want it, I can afford it. Bitch, I'm Young Khalifa. Filling my lungs with reefer. Somewhere in the clouds. Gotta press up to see us. I got a whip so fast that I...
caught a ticket speeding. And my bitch so bad that I'm never ever cheating. I might pull up in some shit that you never ever seen. And if I said how much I made, then you won't even believe it. Me and T.Y. getting gnarly when we pull up to the party. Brought a whole pound of Mary.
And I can't to find Molly.
Monopoly mother Emma, you know what I'm saying? I understand we free to speak, but I still try to speak intelligently, you feel me? But
it's all gravy, man.
That's what's on my chest right now, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? You know, it was good last weekend, you know what I mean? I got to see my daughter, you know what I mean? It was good, it was good. But I'm still up here in New England, you know what I mean? I'm away from, you know, my urban setting that I'm used to, so you know, it's kind of like country boy, you know, good old boy type stuff up here. But you know, it is what it is. What you been up to, Ben Frank?
Oh man, just grinding, man. Working on this All Money Legal Volume 7, The God's Hour. We dropping that probably early March. A lot of good music on there. A lot of good collabos on there. We collab with a couple artists from London, the UK. I'm saying a lot of collaborations on there, man. It's the final chapter, the last mixtape of the saga, man. It's Volume 7. After this, that's it, man.
That's it, huh?
Yeah,
done.
Yeah, that's it. It's done. That's it. After
over.
This,
so you better copy us now.
Yeah, yeah, you better download that. When we drop it, download that and download the rest of the volumes, man, because you probably get a, you know, mixtape from Dev, his second mixtape coming out this summer. After that, we going straight iTunes with it, man, straight up, man, straight to, you know, but, you know, really, 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 you know, heavyweight music is what we do, man. All Money's Legal, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got Casey on the check-in. Gonna get back to that heat. Let's get it.
Yeah.
All money legal. Let's let it play.
Uh-huh. Crazy right here, man. I need a mate, cause I made rich. I was caught up in the mind game. Something in the range, leaning back, doing my thing. Shorty kinda cute with the YSL shoes. She should come and kick it with this YSL dude. I can take you where we can play with no rules. Just clues, nice move. All you gotta do is choose. Baby, I'm a boss. All I do is floss. And then you can win it, never take a loss. What you know about the hard top automatic? Like it, then I grab it. Just spin a cabbage, but your love is better. Got me feeling like an addict. Better when you fight back, you love it when I grab it. Yeah, I like the freak when you got a leak. Wrap between the sheets in the street, and you kinda sweet. Playing with my tongue with your bubble gum. In the yummy yum, bring your head, cause I want me some. Me and Shorty fly like a jetpack. We don't sweat that. It's a plus, you can check that. It'll be way spinning. Gucci gray
linen. With some balls turning only for made women. Me and Shorty fly like a jetpack. We'll sweat that. It's a plus to check that. If we wait, spinning. Gucci gray linen. With some balls turning only for made women. Made women. With my made women.
Where they at?
Made women. With my main women,
where they at?
Main women, with my main women, from beginning to the end, about your paper, then you win it,
then you win it.
Main women, with my main women,
where they at?
Main women, with my main women,
where they at?
Main women, with my main women, from beginning to the end, about your paper, then you win it. Shorty kinda grown, and she got her own. Give it to her daily, all she do is moan. She's taking it,
jump.
With her legs up. On my Cali, cause she like it when I'm fed up. Jump, I go hard, then I break her off. She gon' take it off, and she still gon' take a loss. My mind blown, in a different time zone. Young black is getting it, tell me where am I home. I'm on that other spec that you ain't fucking with. Shorty so legit, 50-50, so I cut the split. She my ride or die, that's why we seeing eye to eye. She my type of chick, she tell me I'm a kind of guy. We equal up, we a good match. One time for my niggas and them hood rats. We do it for them, this the real shit. Everybody in the world, they can feel this. Me and Shorty fly like a jetpack. We don't sweat that, it's a punch, you can check that. It'll be way spinning, Gucci gray linen. With some balls turning only for made
women.
Me and Shorty fly like a jetpack. We'll sweat that. It's a plus to check that. It'll be way spinning. Gucci gray linen. Who's some born son and only for made women.
Women.
Made women. With my made women.
Where they at?
Made women. With my made women.
Where they at?
Made women. With my made women. From beginning to the end. About your paper, did you win it?
Did you win it?
Made women. With my made women.
Where they at?
Made women. With my main women,
where they at?
Main women, with my main women, from beginning to the end, about your paper, did you win it?
Did you win it?
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You already know what it is.
Power. 48 grams of sour, 2 shots for snitches and cowards, 4 shots of white candy, toast of power. Watch him hating, I make you bacon, paper chasing.
Get it, baby.
That's a broken kid, I get patient. My pockets full of dead Caucasians. Getting real estate, that's no real estate, man. Bank statements, hold a couple thousand. My niggas went to the mansion from them public housing. I'm still loud up in my ziplock, put my house up. If I get knocked, roll up another and let the shit rock. Roll up another and let the shit rock. My team so hot, we blown strong. Ziplock full of that Cheech and Chong. Another level, you see it's on. Ambition, we smoking on. Motivation, we sipping on. Enemies, my wounds get to flipping on. Oh, yeah. I used to check my pimping on. I used to check my pimping on.
A Billy makes a thing pop. A Billy makes a thing pop. Loud by the zip, loud by the zip lock. A Billy makes a thing pop. A Billy makes a thing pop. Loud by the zip, loud by hey, the zip lock.
I'm up early in the A and ride around for that dirty check. While I imagine this is pen work, hey. Twine is that mean off the earth and won't pay pay. Them crackers don't deserve shit. Brand new vehicle, dirty but I'm riding clean. Got it out dirty, they dirt. You know what I mean? Young and move smooth, red eyes, no visine. Whatever I cop, I'm turning that into times 3. From a fam of bosses, nigga use a lookout.
100 deep at the club. Whole lot of crooks out. Palm trees, cool breeze. Chillin' with my foots out. I take them to school. Tell them niggas get they books out. Whole game cocaine. Hip where my heat stay. Heard Will, Mr. Bring It Back. No DJ. Money motivated. Fuck what he and she say. Ask me why I'm so fresh. Questions so cliche.
A Billy makes a thing pop. A Billy.
Your chick cops in your sexy. I'm searching all of my bags for that green, but no, it's not cash. Pull pass, we making that last. This is a rock around my crash. We big, cause all liquor. Blame it on that zipper. Roll one, smoke one without me. Wind up half a fitness. Ain't mad though. We blaze that, we lay back. We go way back. That loud pack, you smell it on me. Knowing that we spray that. That MJ, give me MJ. Feeling like I jump high. That two chains and that drizzy drink. Just telling no lie. That MJ, give me MJ. Feeling like I jump high. That two chains and that drizzy drink. Just telling no lie.
A Milli makes a thing pop. A Milli makes a thing. Loud by the zip, loud by the zip, lock a Milli, make that thing pop, a Milli, make that thing pop, loud by the zip, loud by the zip, lock a Milli, make that thing pop, a Milli, make that thing pop, loud by the zip, loud by the zip, lock a Milli, make that thing pop, a Milli, make that thing pop, loud by the zip, loud by the zip.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. It's new heat from All Money Legal Volume 7 right there. Yo, Casey, what up, man?
What up, dog? How's everyone doing out there, man?
Everybody, that's what's up, good, man.
Yeah,
yo, how you feel about the new gun control laws sweeping the country right now?
I think that criminals don't listen to laws, bro. if we paid attention to laws, you know what I mean? We won't be locked up. I mean, listen, this is what I think going to happen, right? You go ahead and you increase gun control laws, you're going to have people in society and you're going to have the youth get caught up in situations where they, for some reason or another, because every situation is their own, you know what I mean? You know, you might have a 14, 15-year-old, you know what I mean, in the inner city who might hold a gun for a certain reason. Maybe he's afraid. Maybe he's trying to be cool. Maybe homeboy told him to hold it. Maybe that's just the way he wants to roll, okay? But you increase tougher gun laws. The people who go in and they do these type of crimes in these schools and everything, you feel me? All you're going to do is you're going to increase the prison population. And the prison population, which we've already gotten into in the past, is already out of control. That's why they are now subcontracting out to private prisons who are for-profit organizations. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to go into the whole business spiel, but what I'm trying to tell you is to increase gun control laws is only going to lock up people who don't deserve to be locked up. That's it, the bottom line. I mean, you might go ahead, you're going to lock up a lot more people and put them behind bars, but you're not locking up the ones who are going to go into the schools. The ones who are going to go and shoot 20 people, 30 people.
What they're doing is after this, you know, massacre that happened in Connecticut a couple weeks ago, they're cutting ammunition rounds from 10 bullets to 7 bullets and doing more back, giving more background checks. Now, it's not so much that, you know, you're going to get higher sentences for guns. It's more of they want people to have less access to guns. They cutting off, you know, people's access to acquire them legally. That's what's really going down. It's like they're trying to bear down on the Second Amendment almost. It's kind of crazy, you know?
We need to keep our amendments where they are because,
that's,
I mean,
right.
Like I told you, I've been studying. That's the difference between a socialist and a capitalist country.
That's,
you know,
right.
We're not a socialist country. We are a capitalist country, which means that we have the right to, you know what I'm saying, free market, free exchange, the right to own and profit our own businesses and a lot of other rights that other countries don't have. And we're definitely not a dictatorship, you know what I'm saying? saying. So as far as these gun laws are concerned, I had proposed, you know, in my own mind, two situations that could help these shootings. One, you know how they rate video games, they rate movies, they rate basically everything. They tell you, well, you can't do this unless you're so such and such age. So I sat there and thought about, well, some guy went in Connecticut and, you know, he did something that, you know, that was horrible. I do agree with that. But you put it on the news for 36 straight hours on about 10 or 15 different news channels because I'm local to that area, you know what I mean? I'm in New England, so Connecticut, yeah, you know, is right there. And the bottom line is that I feel like crimes such as, you know, school shootings since Columbine, maybe if the government stepped in and gave the media a ranking and didn't put it on TV, like gave it a rating to, let's just say, you know, something really bad happened, I think you would have less copycat crimes. Now, everyone knows that they're going through a hard time and they feel they might be a martyr or they might, you know what I'm saying, they might, you know, they want to end their own life, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they have an issue with one specific individual that they're going to go out, and they're going to go out, you know, in a bang, like movies show. You know what I'm saying? That's why movies have ratings. So why don't – I feel this. This is my opinion. One, all new schools built should not just have one door. They should also have a door on the outside that can get people out. Because I could pull you up statistics and say it's safe to do 1,000 – more than 1,000 different things – then it is safer than going to school. Jumping out of a plane is safer than going to school nowadays. I mean, if you look at the last 10 years of all the school shootings and the deaths, it is safer to jump out of an airplane. That is truth and fact that I have researched. I have not researched all the different possibilities of the crazy things you can do that is safer than sending your kids to school. But I feel that if the government really wants to put the hand in this, that they need to go ahead and they need to tell the media that when such occasions like this arise, they do not need to put it on the air for 24 hours at a time, nonstop, repetitively, over and over and over, because I feel what you're doing is you're burning an idea into undeveloped minds that this is the type of coverage that you'll get if you go ahead and you do something like this. So I feel that when such tragedies such as Columbine, such as the Georgia Tech shootings, you know, yeah, and such as, you know, the Connecticut shootings.
Yeah, in Denver.
Okay, I feel that maybe the government needs to come in and put some type of rating within the major networks and the news reporters that say, you know, we rate this at this, whatever this is, meaning that the only way they can report that is through text or newspapers. When it's visual, when everything is visual and it's constantly there, every time you go to a friend's house, you walk by, you know, an inner city street or a store, you walk by, you know, a store and you see, all you see is this tragedy on TV. It's burning it into your head. And since they want to have so much control over everything else, this would be an idea to where I would actually back our government and say that I think that in situations such as this, that they need to put something upon the media, which, again, infringes on one of our rights. It does. Freedom of press. But I don't see the benefits of putting something on television for 36 to 40 straight hours. I just don't. I feel that if they had a rating system to where news such as that, where there's a high potential of copycat crimes, that you go ahead and you say that the only way we can report this, let's say you and I own a corporation or we own a television company, and they say the only way we can report, you know, a Columbine or a Connecticut shooting was through text, through, you know what I'm saying, via the Internet or through newspaper or the Associated Press. Because most people who are most adept to commit such copycat crimes are not normally, you know, your demographic of people who are going to read Yahoo News, nor are they going to have a newspaper subscription. You know, you feel what I'm saying? But when you stick it on this is breaking news and you interrupt their regular programming and you jam it down their throat for such a long time, I think people feel like, and I know to this day that we will not hear the end of school shootings due to the fact of media mainstream coverage. How do you feel, I mean, truly, I mean, that's been one of my, you know, one of my sentiments since the very beginning of all this. I said, get it off the goddamn TV. You know what I mean?
That's an interesting way to look at it, man. That's an interesting way to look at it. But I think, man, I analyze, you know, all these situations, what happened in Connecticut, what happened in Denver, Colorado, what to do in the movie theater, what happened with Virginia Tech. All these people, man, that did these acts, even in Columbine, all these kids, all these young people, they actually have, you know, a mental, probably have mental illnesses. My question is, how does somebody with a mental illness have access to a gun? That's what I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? If you have kids and they're teenagers and you know they're mentally ill, how do they know where your gun is if you're a parent? They should not even know where your gun is. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of, you know, that's a great point, Ben. You know what I mean? But
your child
that's
mentally
also
ill,
goes
but
to
why,
say,
you know
why
gun?
Is you know, a lot of kids out on the street at 12, 1 a.m. selling crack when they're 14, 15 years old, where their parents at. You know what I'm saying? So I don't necessarily say that you need to blame this issue directly, you know, on the parents themselves. You know, when it comes down to mental issues, that's also big business. It's a lot easier for a doctor to say, let's put this cat on Prozac, opposed to say, you know, let's talk this out. And
that's
they're so quick to hit the prescription pads. So I really think it's a fallacy, which means it's false, that, you know, a shooter, you know, every situation is different, but a shooter did what he did based upon the fact that he's mentally ill, because he, you know, he might have needed a certain medication. I've tried a lot of medications, some prescribed, some recreationally, but there ain't no medication out there that if you really want to go do what these people set out to do, in my opinion, that it's going to change anybody to stop them from doing what they did. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Frank. I hate calling you that, but, you know, it's just me. You know, I'm got a little respect level, maybe a little bit of DOC still in me. I don't know. But, you know, if you already killed one of your parents, and now you got a suit up, bulletproof vest, ammunize, grab your weapons, and travel from Jersey to Connecticut. I've done that ride a couple times. That's about a three-hour ride.
Mm.
Within those 3 hours, you think medication could work, or you think that medication would have worked prior? I mean, I'm asking you. This is a great conversation. I'm very open-minded to, and I would like to hear your sentiments. I don't personally feel that the person who did this specific crime, if he was medicated, that the crime would not have taken place. I think that the crime would have taken place. I think the crime only took place because in the place that it did, because of the fact that it has been put on television time in and time again. It's repetitive. It's a repetitive circle of bullshit, in my own opinion, bro. It's just going to continuously go. This will not be the last. So 8 months from now, if any listeners go, oh, my God, I can't believe somebody went into Wisconsin and killed 30 fucking kids.
That's crazy, man.
Sorry, it's going to happen. Take it off the TV. You rate everything else but the news. And when they focus on something, like think about when 9/11 happened, MTV, VH1, CNN, Fox News, Channel, you know, your regular Fox, NBC, ABC, NBC, they all became one channel. Everybody was syndicated through news sources. There was 40-something or 50-something stations that were exactly the same when I was in New Jersey back in 2001 in September. 9/11. They covered that. I mean, now that's a little bit different. You know, that is a little bit different, but it goes to show you the power of what media does. You know, so in my opinion, I think that the media is to blame for these, which I continue to call copycat shootings. But we're way beyond copycat. We are now with an epidemic of a serious dilemma. And due to our civil rights and our constitutional rights, everyone wants to attack the gun laws. Now, personally, me, I don't like guns, bro. I don't. I personally don't. I actually, at one point in time, posted a picture of me a couple months ago with a 357 Magnum holding in my hands. You know how much crap I went through and how many friends that I done lost because I was holding a gun, but I was doing it because I realized that people were visual. And no matter how much I talked about gun laws, if they didn't want to read a three-paragraph statement about my sentiments or my opinions upon gun laws, but the minute I post a picture of me holding a .357, all of a sudden I got all types of responses. You know why? Because human beings are visual people. They can see better through visual, you know, through actually visually seeing it. And
Instagram.
I know this through personal experience, and I know that's one of the major issues in the media. Now, I wish I had a whole entire presentation I could go to Washington, D.C., and show the leaders that visualizing shit is going to implant it into people's minds that this is okay, okay, opposed to the other option, which is, okay, you take the gun away, you take the crime away. You're full of shit. I don't care if you have 9 bullets, 7 bullets, a crime is going to happen if it's a crime. Listen. I mean, myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm a convicted felon, you know what I'm saying? I knew what I was doing was wrong, you know what I'm saying? And I knew the laws were there, okay? But it didn't matter if they would have changed the laws. Would I have changed what I was doing? No. Would it change anybody else? Anybody else in the hip-hop game, since this is hip-hop exchange? Anybody else who's done time, who is a successful artist now within hip-hop? Would they have changed their struggles and their hustles if they thought that they could get more time or they got tougher laws based upon, you know, certain things, if they, you know, say they were drug dealers or, you know, weapon smugglers. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. You know what I mean? No, because criminals do not or pay attention to laws. We do not pay attention. I just keep saying we because I am no longer a criminal, but mm-hmm. I once was. You know what I'm saying? People know when they steal a baby Ruth off the a candy bar and walk out the store with it, that's a criminal activity. Okay? Mm-hmm. They know there are repercussions for it. Now, if you go ahead and you say, well, every single time you steal a baby Ruth, instead of saying your maximum penalty is 30 days and, you know, in jail, well, now it's 90 days, you think that's really going to change someone? I mean, that's breaking it down to an elementary, basic level. But no. But especially when someone's ready to commit such a serious and massive crime, I would say. I mean, a tragedy. You know, the age of the kids is what really got America going this time because they were what? I think the major age group was between, what, the ages of 8 and 10 of all the lives lost. But, you know, the media is, in my opinion, once again, in my own opinion, the one to blame. Tougher gun laws, to answer your question, is not going to change the outcomes of any further school shootings. My opinion. Only my opinion. I'm one man. That's it.
That's real, man. On that note,
word, brother.
We're going to play some more heat. We're going to come back with the rundown of hip-hop news, economics news, global politics, everything that's going on in the world. We're going to build on it. Let's play a little heat and get right straight to it. Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio, God Ben Frank, Casey and the Hizzy. Let's do it.
What's up? What's up?
People on the outside don't really get what's going on, but they always got something to say. Yeah, it's a life, the life, the life is so exciting. Life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting, baby. South Beach, spent time there. Offshore's my time where whole crew got their own watch. Nigga, we ain't buying no timeshares. The lifestyle, too fly. My new bitches get next flighted. I say I'm back to the old me, but my old bitches will get excited. Ain't going back, I'm stepping forward. Don't test me, been prepping for it. Got no time for that hating shit. My young niggas got weapons for it. Got Chief Keef, that ain't shot. That bang bang, that blocker. And all you niggas is blockers. Change your name to Ibaka. Shit real, shit been real, and shit just get realer. I'm showing bitches my car keys, then ask them what's the dealer. And saying that your girl ain't saying shit like prank callers. Cause it's a small world and hoes make it even smaller. It's a life, the life, the life is so exciting. Life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life,
The life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting, baby.
It's beach weather over here, nigga. Sky's clear, nigga. That's flip-flops, that's Americana, that's heel figure. Yacht masters at the yacht party, sitting at the dock at the drop Rari. That's pole position with the joystick, that's push button, that's like Atari. Raising the bar, no parallel, so many horses, carousel. How we roll out like a caravan, ghost in the snow, see Caroline. Maryland, tags on it, heroin, bags on it, Hermes, throw pillows, Miss Sony couch and it clash on it. Take a look at my viewfinder, see seven figures in two commas. I see bad bitches, see blue diamonds, I see stars, I two time them. Gigolo, juggle hoes, jigsaw, I puzzle those. Crosswords, cross birds, I cross country with a couple of those.
It's the life, the life, the life is so exciting. Life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life,
yeah.
The life is
yeah.
So exciting. The life, the life. That life is so exciting, baby.
When the sun is out, we runs about. Let the world see what these hun is about. Ain't seen this since the one was out. With J Pimp C and Bun, we out here still pimping that big. Looking at jig, somebody go call Hype Willie. We need slow mo, more rose mo. Niggas is drunk and type silly. We dancing like Dame, holding up chains. Look, got PMBs on a big ass boat on Molly, rolling up Jane. This life is so exciting. That money be so inviting. So fuck with their indicting. Tell my lawyers keep on fighting for the life. The life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting, baby. Life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life. The life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting, baby.
But says predictions of economic doom and gloom are being blown out of proportion. This as we're getting some positive financial news.
For a while, some economic analysts held out hope that the rest of the world would be spared the devastation and the collapse of the
Get it, Ben. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
Yeah, it's the God Ben Frank, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Global Internet Radio. Everybody open up a second browser, log on to www.hhse.biz, get your mind right, get your money right. Favorite
yeah.
part of the show, the economics news, the hip hop, global politics, a little bit of everything, a little bit of everything. On the hip hop news, first up, Lil Boosie speaks on prison life, new music, and his memoir he's looking to write. That's definitely, man. Salute to Lil Boosie, man, doing time down there in Louisiana, man. Hold your head, know what I mean? Definitely. He right before he got locked up, he really started buzzing in the streets down the south, man. So it's good to see what he has to talk about in his memoir, you know, and his new music. See what he got popping, you know?
I feel you, bro. You know, he need to do that, you know what I mean? He definitely need to do that. Cause what else he gonna do? You know, when he's stuck down in that situation, you feel me?
Yeah, music is like a sanctuary. You know, you MC and you get locked up, music is like your salvation. It takes your mind off the situation, you know? Lil Wayne went through it, T.I. went through it, you know? Tupac went through it. You know what I mean? It's like an escape.
I got a question for you, Frank. Man, I'm calling you Ben, man. I can't stop calling you Mr. Frank.
Frank.
Disrespectful. You rather me call you Frank, bro?
Frank. Yeah, man.
Frank. Listen, do you think that, do you know for sure, because I know that Pac and I know other artists that you spoke about due to their circumstances, you know, even down to celebrities such as Plexico Burress, they all had to go to, you know, what is that, not confinement, but they had to go, you know, to celebrity status, you know what I mean? Even Tupac did. You know, I remember reading when I was incarcerated about Lil Wayne's little eight-month bid in Rikers Island. And I could relate so much to that because he was talking about playing people for commissary, you know, even though that, you know, he was rich and everything, you know, everyone would want the stuff back. But what I'm saying about Boosie is that do you know that if he's locked up in general population, does he also have himself in protective custody due to his celebrity status? I would assume that he would be in PC due to his celebrity status because that's that's the smart way to go, because there's always, even on the streets and in prison, which is the streets, there's always someone bigger and badder than you. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, you know, if you go in with a celebrity status, that they're going to want to, you know what I'm saying, they're going to want to ride out with you or whatnot, but you're going to have your haters. You know, the bigger you are, the more haters that you have. So, you know what I'm saying, that's just a reality. So, you know, down from Tupac down to, you know, most recently, as I stated, to Lil Wayne, you know what I mean? You know, they were in their own dorms, you know what I mean, or their own pods or whatnot, or what you call it. Do you know the status of his lockup, how long his sentence is?
I do not know, man, but I'm pretty sure he in the same situation Lil Wayne was in, pretty much. You know, you go in, people going to want to look out for you just because of who you are, and you're going to have haters that want to, you know, just because of who you are, you know.
Word up.
That's all. It'd be all right,
crazy situation, man. Anybody got anybody locked up right now, man? Seriously, if you listening right now to the show live, you know, if you ain't going to do it for me, just do it for your loved ones, man. If you know someone who's locked down right now, and you always say you're too busy to write them a letter, or you're too busy to accept, or you don't have enough money to put money on the phone because they make that shit expensive nowadays, I understand you. But seriously, anybody who's locked up, who's not gone that long, they are gone that long, but even more particular, the people who are going to be home within the next, you know, 18 to 36 months, please, y'all, man, if you got loved ones, please write them, man. That is their life. I've seen people get shanked, stabbed, and beat up after mail call because someone was so happy that they got so many letters and somebody else who was expecting something never got it. It's a very trying and very hard times, depending on state to state. But also, man, incarceration is just one son of a bitch inside the United States. It's inhumane, first of all. The way we go about it, there's no rehabilitations, but these people really need to hear from their loved ones. So if anybody out there who's listening right now, if anybody who is locked up, please, if you can, tonight even, write them a letter and get it in the mail. Don't say you're going to do it. Just do it. Just do it. You have no idea how much brighter you will make that person's life.
That's real, man.
Yeah, word up. I mean, that's just my opinion, but for real, I've been there. And when mail call comes and you ain't get nothing, I swear to you, bro, you go back to your bunk and you just, it's hard, bro. It's just real hard, man. You know what I mean? I only been out 8 months. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to get my pieces back together. I'm doing a good job, and a lot of people don't have the opportunities that I've done had and do have. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, man, if you got somebody locked up, man, please, if you're listening, write them. Okay, write them a letter, even if it's one paragraph saying, I miss you, I love you, come home soon, keep your head up. Just write the damn letter. A stamp is only, what, 44 cents, Frank?
Something like that.
That's it. I think it's 44 cents. Just throw it on there. All right, you can hit me up. I will send you all stamps if you write letters. You can hit me up.
They're going to remember that. Somebody go.
I'm going to get a big-ass list. I'll be like, man, I need 300 stamps.
For real, you know,
I got it. I'll be like, Frank, help me, bro. Help me.
That's what's up, man.
For real, but if you have anybody locked up, man, please show love and support, man, because they need you right now. Right now, they're laying in a bunk. Reading a book they don't give two shits about, listening to some people telling them when and what to do, and they probably don't even deserve to be there most of the time. Most people don't even deserve to be there. It's just a big problem, and it used to be big business, and now it's collapsing on them, and they don't know what to do. So it's just it's a really rough situation. So once again, I'm going to say, if you have anybody locked up, and I know I'm touching some people out there, some listeners, please, tonight, write them a letter, or tomorrow, write them a letter and put it in the mail. All right?
That's
Thank you. I had to say that, man, because, you know what I mean? Mail's everything, bro.
Right.
Mail is a big,
right,
big part of that.
On the hip-hop news, next up, math teacher uses hip-hop to connect with his students. Now, yes, we have a math teacher by the name of Jake Scott. He's actually using, you know, hip-hop to teach multiplication and subtraction in addition to you know, elementary school students. He's actually making hip-hop videos, making rap videos, you know, teaching equations, man. It's a beautiful thing, man, and the kids are loving it, you know.
That's a good idea.
Just go to show you the power of hip-hop, man. Just go to show you the power of hip-hop that has over these kids, you know.
Yeah. Man. Power of hip-hop.
Learn faster.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you have liked to learn math that way?
Everybody would, right? They get a rap song, How to Multiply. Yeah, I would have got great grades, right?
So two times two is four. That's why I opened the door. You know what I mean?
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
Man. Definitely, for sure, bro.
For real, man. It just goes to show, you know, the growing influence hip-hop has on the youth these days, man, you know, and teachers are innovating ways on how to teach these kids, man, in the inner cities, and it's very important because these kids, you know, they don't have that parents at home to really teach them. They use hip-hop, so when the teachers are teaching, you know, their curriculum through hip-hop, they're even learning faster, and, you know, it's a good look.
Right, right.
For real, for real.
No doubt, dog. You're doing your thing, man. I appreciate it, man. You're always coming through with the hip-hop exchange. You know what I'm saying? I really do appreciate that,
yeah,
bro. You
man.
Out there doing your thing. I do. One love, man. I love it. I love it. Keep it on, bro. Keep
yeah,
it on, bro.
Next up, talk about the Rick Ross shooting and the Chris Brown fight, man. What's going on in the world, man? Chris Brown fighting for him, man. Brothers are getting money. Why you going to fight? He already on probation. Why are you going out and punching Frank Ocean or allegedly? Come on, man. It made no sense. They say
no
he allegedly. It made no sense.
Allegedly.
He allegedly got in. Yeah, allegedly got into the
allegedly.
Office.
Allegedly.
That's what they. That's what reports say. Allegedly, Chris Brown punched Frank Ocean over a parking spot. And, you know, Chris Brown wanted the bigger parking spot in the recording studio, and Frank Ocean took it. And then, you know, Chris Brown, you know, tried to say what's up to Frank Ocean, and Frank Ocean didn't want to give him a handshake. So allegedly, he punched him in the face. And, you know, both posses ended up fighting each other, and it was a big brawl. And then the crazy thing is, you know, Chris Brown left the scene when the cops came, but Frank Ocean stayed and gave him, you know, press charges and give him statements.
Come on,
that's what I'm saying. Like, cool. How you going? I don't understand what's going on.
I mean, I've been so tired of my studies, man. I never heard. I have. This is all new to me. I'm so sorry,
yeah,
man. Let
you
listen. You're going to
instigate
man.
A fight, and then when police come, you want to stay and give police reports and press charges. I don't know what's going on in the world, man. I don't know. He might have been upset because he got beat up. I don't know what's going on.
I say we put, you know, his pressing charges on the news for about 36 straight hours.
Yeah,
man,
right,
channel.
Right. Put that on the news.
See how many arrest warrants come out the next day.
For real. For real. For real. See how many albums you sell after that, man. Cause
hey, that's silly,
no
man. That's a word I use with my daughter, but that's silly, dog.
I mean, no damn sense. Now, just the other day, Rick Ross driving in his, you know, Rolls Royce, and it got shot up. He didn't get hurt. He didn't get, you know, hit at all, but it got shot up, and then he ended up crashing the car. Now, all this was on his birthday, mind you, in Fort Lauderdale, mind you. He's from Florida, from Miami, right there. I mean, I don't know what's going on, man. He said he shot at his Rolls Royce 12 times and they hit him. I don't know. What, I don't know whether it was warning shots. That's what I'm saying. I don't know whether it was warning shots or just trying to scare him. Or it was I don't know. Some people saying that, you know, he plotted it on himself to make more publicity for himself. I don't know what's going on, man. You got
I'll tell
the real
you what,
Rick
though,
Ross.
Man, those sources right there might be on to something.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I don't know either. Once again, you know what I'm saying? In my schoolwork, I ain't heard it, but that's crazy. 12
that's
shots.
Crazy,
and not one hit
touch.
Him? What are you shooting at,
the
tires?
I don't know what happened, man.
Yeah,
real,
that's
man.
Crazy, though, man. Rick Ross need to keep his head low if that is the truth, man, you know. Because Rick Ross, you know what I mean, he does, you know, when he rips tracks up, man, he rips them up, you know, he comes hard, you know what I'm saying. So I can see him definitely pissing people off in the industry, you know what I'm saying. He's definitely an entrepreneur. He's a go-getter, you know what I'm yeah. saying. And, you know, he reminds me of, you know, the modern-day Suge Knight, you know what I'm saying. He ain't going to take no shit. And he's going to do what he's going to do, and that's that. And if you don't like it, come see him.
Well, he was
I mean,
a
that's
CEO,
the way
man.
I look at it. You know what I'm saying?
He was a CEO, so, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we'll see what happens with that, man. You know, the real freeway, Ricky Ross is saying, you know, things like this is happening to him because he doesn't, you know, follow the street code, man. He doesn't respect the streets. He's, you know, using different symbols and different gang signs and you know, claiming that he's a Mason and doing this and that, and he's really not living that life. So when things happen like this to him, you know, there's a reason why, you know?
And you'll never find a tie-in for that, because when you start crossing lines like that, man, you know, it's dangerous. I mean, a lot of
That's
people
right.
say that was the reason for the demise of, you know, of Tupac. It necessarily wasn't, had nothing to do with Bad Boy. It had to do with, you know, Bloods and Crips. It didn't necessarily have to do with anything, you know. So, yeah, you know what I mean? You need to keep some stuff off of your tracks. I mean, once you hit a certain, you know, level of being able to uplift, you know what I'm saying, your people, and being able to, you know, provide some, you know, insight as far as, you know, your music goes, and as far as your lifestyle goes, there's some things that you just need to keep off a track, because you might indirectly upset someone you might not personally know, and the consequences okay. can be such as 12 shots that don't hit nothing.
That's real.
Not really going for that, bro, because I come from the hood, and I don't know nobody in the hood who could shoot 12 times and not hit the target. But you never know.
Never
it's
know,
new generation.
Man.
Like
I don't
that,
know. They got
dog,
bad aim. I don't
me?
Know.
But no.
For real.
For real, That's bro. True. Keep on going, man. You definitely giving me some insider shit. I like this.
Man. On the business news, first up, Obama says now is the time to fix immigration laws. Now, we all know Obama's trying to pass this new law to fix immigration.
Except Arizona.
Yeah, right. Automatically 11 million new illegal immigrants will become citizens. With a swipe of the pen, you know, just see what happens with this, man. You know, a lot of people, you know, come to this country, work hard, try to do the right thing. You got to respect it. At the same time, there's other people that come here just trying to get over. And you got to watch out for that, too. The yin and yang to everything, you know?
Word.
For real, man. So we see what happens, man. See what happens. There's a lot of people living here illegally, man, that damn near don't need to be here, man, but a lot of people that's living here illegally and doing the right thing and just trying to support their families. So,
but here I go again on some other shit. You know, a lot of people say, okay, well, you got all these illegal immigrants. They're coming and taking our jobs. Well, guess what? They're not taking their jobs. What's happened is your major corporations are taking your jobs by putting your jobs at lower costs overseas due to the Embargo Act and free trade. So Walmart, for instance, uses China and the Philippines to make their products, and then, you know, they get shipped back, and they get tax breaks, and they sell it at a cheaper price. They profit like a motherfucker, and they don't employ United States citizens. So everyone's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, a lot of people will use these exact words, not me specifically, but they'll be like, people run across the border, and they take our jobs. Hello? No, they don't. Our corporate... you know, our business tycoons take the jobs and move the labor overseas at cheaper wages, almost even slave wages in some cases, and come back and sell you a product at such an increased rate that their profit margins are so extreme that it would boggle your mind if I could actually give you correct statistics. Excuse me. You can hear me stumbling over my own words. It's crazy. So it's got nothing to do with that. Yeah, a couple lawns you might miss, a couple pools might not get cleaned by you, but realistically, you know, you got to give that a break. You know what I'm saying? You know, we are a free country. That's what we are based upon. And I actually, in my readings, found out this week that Hispanic is the number one demographic, the number one in the United States. There's more Hispanics than any other majority. So, all you white people out there, get scared. Times are changing. And I'm white myself. But for real, get scared if you're listening and if you don't agree, because you're no longer the majority. It's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? You know, our country's a little confusing. I know, you know, Frank, that you, I think you can realize due to all my call-ins that I definitely hit more of a political tip with a lot of the shit that I talk about. You know what
That's
I mean?
What
but
all about, man.
I love it. I fucking absolutely love it. I love the fact you told me I can swear because there's no freaking people listening in saying, no, you can't swear.
Do what you want. I know FCC here.
But
you can
I
fucking curse all you want.
Sometimes you have to. Sometimes
you have to.
Fucking A, right.
There you go.
What's
next
up, man? What's next, dog?
on the business news. Next up, the city of Detroit is headed in reverse, going towards bankruptcy. Getting close, man. The city of Detroit, you know, definitely having major problems. We all know, you know, the national unemployment rate is about 8%, and Detroit is 18% right now.
You know, for real?
Hurt. Yeah, city of Detroit is rough right now, man. It's looking like a ghost town damn near. For real, man.
That's terrible, man. That's bad news, man. That's one of every five people who want to work out of work.
That's
crazy,
real, man. And just go
because you know there's at least 30% of that who don't want to work.
That's real.
That's some crazy.
Going
up, 18%. That's a high number, man. I've never seen
a
number.
Very high, man. Very high. Of a city, the city has 700,000 people in it. 18% can't get a job. That's rough, man. And, you know, it's been a slow process, man. It's been going on since the 70s. You know, the whole Ford, GM, manufacturing, slowdown, collapse, you know. A lot of, you know, auto plants have been closing down over the last 20, 30 years in Detroit. It just goes to show you the city is decaying, man. It just goes to show you what's really going on in this country as a whole. It's coming hollow. A lot of, you know, manufacturing corporations in this country, whether it's auto or steel or other manufacturing, have gone overseas, like you mentioned earlier. And, you know, people haven't reinvented themselves, man. I mean, you've been working for GM 15 years, fixing, you know, working on cars your whole life, and, you know, these corporations go overseas to pay cheaper and make more money. You got to reinvent yourself. You can't just think you could just keep on, building cars when you see manufacturing going down the drain. You got to reinvent yourself, get yourself a new trade, and, you know, start anew. It is what it is. People need to reinvent.
That's real, you know, but I mean, since they had the riots and they burned everything, like, what, 30, 40 years ago, I don't really think they ever rebounded. I'm saying they used to be one of the corporate giants within the whole entire nation. And I mean, everyone looked at Michigan, everyone looked at Detroit and said, you know, we need to go there. We need to, you know. And it's just totally 360'd. And it is actually, absolutely, I'm going to quote Mike Tyson on this one and say, you know, I'm flabbergasted by that, you know, but. It's crazy, but it's funny when you hear Mike Tyson say the word flabbergast, but
it actually says in the article, you know, Detroit in the 70s was the fifth largest city in the country. Right now it's the 18th largest city in the country. It just goes to show you, man, it's hollowing out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, also, I mean, I know we're talking about Detroit, but I also just moved up from Florida, and I'll tell you, one out of every three houses on the block was getting foreclosed on, and the house I was in, we got for like $100,000, and we bought for $99,000. It got up to about $149,000, and to get out when the economy sunk, because when your neighbors default on their loan, it came down. We could only sell that bitch for about $60,000.
That's
real. And we done paid that shit off with a big ass loan, so we actually lost like $31,000, $41,000. Just on a short sale, just to get out. And I'm sure that Detroit and a lot of parts of Michigan are just like that. I have personally been, I never been to Detroit, but I've been to Grand Rapids, Michigan. I actually did a show up there with Royce the 5'9 back in the day, back in 05, and I saw the same situations up there. And it was mad crazy, bro. I mean, Michigan is definitely poverty-stricken. It almost feels like the country has forgotten about states such as Michigan and Florida, and they kind of just let them fend for themselves and apply for federal aid and get denied, and then they don't know what to do, so they reelect some scumbag to come in and says, I got all the plans, but then he don't do nothing. He raises his salary the first year. No one pays attention, and it's just... it's terrible. I mean, our country, in my opinion, here we go, Ben Frank, has all the opportunity in the world. But the people who are in the higher situations to control stuff are the ones who oppress us. And they're not always the white man. I mean, I understand you're like, oh, my God, he just said that. But honestly, you're right, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not stupid. I've done, studied, you know, freaking, you know, history. And that's the way it has been, you know, through the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, you know. And now it's not even like that no more. Now it's just about who can get their hands on the money. How much money can you get without having to share it with others? And it's not about the welfare of your community. There's very little people who actually are concerned about the welfare of the communities of our, you know, our own states and our own counties and towns. And it's absolutely amazing. It's astonishing, actually, the numbers of people who just say, you know what, my life's okay. I don't give a damn about what they're doing. And to me, that, I mean, you know what? If I was the president, you'd be the first MF I would suit up to go to Afghanistan and fight a war. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't give two shits anyway. We need to teach you a lesson. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, I'm going to imprison you for being ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Ignorance is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know, especially if you're a person in a position who could help your community and you choose to profit off your community, then, I mean, come on, man. I ain't for that, bro. I mean, we got a zillion different ways. You got minds. We got so many people, you know, in this world who could help make shit better. And instead, you just create and make the problem continue. I mean, I'm not for that. You know what I mean?
That's crazy, man. That's crazy, man. That's the Hip Hop Stock Exchange rundown, man. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Everybody check out that Futures Exchange page. We got the newest videos of your favorite artists. We got that new Talib Kweli video. We got that new Trinidad James video. We got that new Joel Santana video. That new Jim Jones video. A lot of heat, man. A lot of good videos, man. Check us out.
Yo, Frank, what's the number again for any listeners? What's the number for them to call in? Was it 347-826?
9525.
Well, I don't know the rest.
Yeah. All listeners,
ooh,
you want to call
what
in?
What is the number
bill?
Again, bro? Shout out to the listeners, bro.
Yes, 347-826-9525. Call us in. We can bill, chop it up. We here, man. It's what we do.
Real yeah, yeah. Real.
Get into some heat, man, before the show is over. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And promise for them, but they dipping this kind of dress. Mama scared to sleep cause he visited me in the cast. Black say he cursed, somehow I feel like he passed. Now I hit the hood with a K and a piece of plastic. Both of my sisters gone, how the fuck is this shit up for the night? Right after the judge and my brother to do a couple nights. I know I'm supposed to be grateful, the devil made me hateful. Looking at my dog on the table, condition wasn't stable. Told him bring him back, but the doctor told me they wouldn't able. Walk with me, I show you a movie, that shit you see on cable. They found my homie mama murdered, face inside a Bible. He was sick of the NFL, now he's suicidal. Damn, looking at my son, the only thing to say. Instead of thinking what could end the worst, the only thing to pray. Cause where I'm from, they tell me y'all gangsters go down the same. Before I let them crash my dreams, I'ma fly
away. Always a go down, always a showdown. I'm on an up and up, cause niggas is low down. I be fucking up, pray to God that I slow down. It's the fast life, throw it up if you throw down. Always a go down, always a showdown. I'm on an up and up, cause niggas is low down. I be fucking up, pray to God that I slow down. This is fast life, throw it up if you throw down.
I know the fans listen. From the hood to Hollywood, it's a transition. Face under my hood, just like a transmission. Grams to ambitious. I recall reeing up and a grand missing. Mom Christian, father was a black spade. Uncle funeral parlor, cause of a black gauge. I rap, I'm paid, and they well jealous. They almost got me, I shot 3 Dell Ellis. I'm from the hood, Medicaid for Dallas. If Fred afraid, then tell us. I doubt that. Well, money murder, I'm about that. And they about it too. I'm trying to stay focused. God forgive me when I'm about to do. I know more people in a coma than diplomas. The gunpowder aroma with coronas on the corner. Well, I play the stool, and then I spray the deuce. Niggas lie, my homie trade the truth.
Always a go down, always a showdown. I'm on an up and up, cause niggas is low down. I be fucking up, pray to God that I slow down. This the fast life, throw it up if you throw down. Always a go down, always a showdown. I'm on an up and up, cause niggas is low down. I be fucking up, pray to God that I slow down. This the fast life, throw it up if you throw down.
Am I addicted to pain?
Am I
stumbling in the sun, but never slip in the rain?
Am I
insanity insane?
Is
I pray when I'm high or I ride, now I'm
deathbound.
Blowing the blunt, but I'm exhaling the black cloud. When I die, don't cry, nigga, laugh loud. 21 gun salute with a mask in the mass crowd, shooter in the hawker. But I don't wanna charge your sin. Take out my pain as the MC or the orphan. Brother gone, father gone, couple of the homies gone. Time flying, I'm ready to get my lonely on. I wanna see time fly with the rollie on. Sorta like a blood in the crypt mixed with the Corleone. South African warrior blood in my veins with them YO warrior bars in my brain with a tormented soul. So all my niggas roll with the cars and the gold and the money to grow.
Always
to go down, always to show down. I'm on and up, cause niggas is low down. I be fucking up, pray to God that I slow down. This is the fast life, throw it up if you throw down. Always to go down, always to show down. I'm on and up, cause niggas is low down. I be fucking up, pray to God that I slow down. This is the fast life, throw it up if you throw down.
Yes, 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 yes. Shout out to Hip Hop Stock Exchange. Spread the God. I'm just calling in for the love, from the love of the game, from the love of hip hop. Y'all already know what it is. Thanks for showing me love, man. Y'all stay up.
No doubt, no doubt.
Boy, everyday get paid, straight hustle. Club full of bad bitches, won't all love it. Never know, homes might hit the triple double. Triple double, triple double, triple double. Never know, homes might hit the triple double. Truck on top, drop top, all of them. Never know, homes might hit the triple double.
Hide up, thinking about the best move next. Like fuck jet blue, I need a blue jet. Never underestimate the underdog greed. Best thing came up out the North East. Came up for the hell of a mess. 4-4 long nose, call me hell of a mess. Drag the nigga from the bottom of the bottom, homie, I can tell. From crabs and bucks to the lobster tail back. In my little room chat, work flipping the back. Nigga chipping the set, I got a lick here. Nah, nigga show by the brick here. Like fuck a good day, this a good year.
Every day get paid, straight hustle. Club full of bad bitches, won't all love it. Never know, homes might hit the triple double. Triple double, triple double, triple double. Never know, homes might hit the triple double. Truck on top, drop top, all of them. Never know, homes might hit the triple double.
Today was a good day, great day. Yeah, it was a payday, so make way for motherfuckers only about that grade A. Making money now, what the fuck you talking about? When these bitches start tripping, we just lock them out. Gotta bounce, and that's a regular day. For that independent rap shit, I'm paving the way. They hating the way that I'm bathing in eight. Plus I'm coming for your neck, better make your escape. I came in shitting, wood grain gripping. Bitches on that Cobain, cocaine sniffing. But they just on a quest to be some rock stars. We party hard and then we duck up from them cop cars. It's Mac Miller Montana. Smoking blunts, bad bitches on camera. Took a second and got tatted on my neck and hands. You don't gotta love the music, but respect the man.
Every day get paid, straight hustle. Club full of bad bitches, won't all love it. Never know, homes might hit the triple double. Triple double, triple double, triple double. Never know, homes might hit the triple double. Truck on top, drop top, all of them. Never know, homes might hit the triple double.
Get me on the court and I'm trouble in that exotic sports car, no top. Something gorgeous inside it, asking if she could drive it. They don't make these for novice, they make these for pilots on wheels. Three-piece stainless steel, haters trying to throw mud, it's love. I came out stainless steel, what's really real when these bitches behaving like nymphos, all sex crazy. Her homegirl Miley came and got it popping. I'm just watching, pulling the lighter from my back pocket like that high karate. She won't kick it, sit by me, come over to the crib, get hit by me. Woke up and told her, get that money, tell them lames you were sent by me. It's jet life, old hip partner. And plus nobody I know got popped in. New Orleans where I be, smoking pot with your hoes. Avoiding potholes on these streets, man. But it's
every day get paid, straight hustle. Club full of bad bitches, won't all love them. Never know, homes might hit the
triple double. Never know, hoes might hit the triple double. Truck on top, drop top, all of them. Never know, hoes might hit the triple double. Triple double, triple double, triple double. Never know, hoes might hit the triple double. Truck on top, drop top, all of them. Never know, hoes might hit the triple double.
Fire, fire, fire. Salute to all the listeners, man, that's listening to us, man. Salute to all the listeners that's downloading that archive shows every day, man, after our show, man. We salute y'all, man, because without the listeners, wouldn't be no show.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your mind right, get your money right. Casey, you'll be back next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, dog. I'm with you, dog. I'm with you. 100.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get it, baby. That's it. That is it. Yo. Yeah, it's
yo.
Over, bro. Yeah, the show done, man.
Is it really? What, you cut early?
Yeah, it's only to 8:30 now. We do it because it's only 8:30.
I had people I was talking to, and they fucking world.
Oh, I don't know. It's all good.
Fucking, like, I got a New Hampshire cell phone calling me right now. I don't even know who the fuck it is. I didn't answer. But
it's all good.
I had like three people on the line. I said, yo, fucking just call in. I said, we talk about this and that. And they're like, one person was listening. She said, I killed the battery. Her battery. So she was listening. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do my part. You know what I mean? I'm just not trying to get up on the radio just to talk shit. You feel me? But, yo, for real, with that school shit, though, you know, now we off the air and shit, man, that's some bogus shit, bro. It's a mad-ass scam, bro. They pad your motherfucking grades so they can collect the dough.
Yeah, I know, bro.
It's bullshit. You know, I got 98 in one class, 84 in another class, and I'm supposed to start the psychology class. Man, they can suck my fucking balls, man. Just give me my goddamn check because I extended my loan. Give it to me and fuck you. Because I ain't get no better job, man. You know, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place, dog. You know, I ain't no fucking hardcore gangster, you know what I'm saying? But I got fucking all these drug sale charges, trafficking charges, and they slam me so hard over 2 ounces of weed, one Xanax, and six Vicodin, bro. And they knocked it up when someone does a background check, making me look like I'm fucking Al Pacino and Scarface. It's like, come on. If you're going to give me that much credit, then give me that much credit. Let me hit the streets and earn fucking $3-4 mil a year or a quarter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I got to handle a couple things and shit, yo.
You've always been chill people with me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
listen,
hit me up.
Why don't you take down my number, man. Sometimes I forget when y'all do your shows, especially since I've been busy with school, man. Take down my number, man, and holler at me, you know what I'm saying? Because I know last time you did the stock exchange that you had, somebody with you doing it. I can only imagine how the fuck it is doing it solo, bro. So I'm kind of glad that, you know, I seen you tonight and I was able to help out, put my hand in and reach, you know, help out. But you got my number, right?
603-826-0282.
Yeah, man, holler at the kid like a day or two before. Tell me what you plan on talking about. Let me do a little bit of research. So when you hit, you know, the hip-hop news and shit, I'm not like, oh, really? You got shot 12. Where the fuck have I been?
I mean,
I
all the articles
on
the
like
site. I post all the articles on the site. I'm just reading
all
the
articles. I saw some of your shit on the site the other day. So,
that's
yeah,
all.
But I'm just saying, man, keep in touch with me by phone. That's just the way I learn. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to hit you up, man. We're going to
build. Yeah,
man, gonna
definitely, bro. Regardless, bro, man, we got a friendship. You feel me? And
yeah,
I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, man. You're doing something that, you know what I'm saying, that is purposeful. I don't even know if that's a good word.
Yeah, I appreciate
you. Purpose.
Rocking, man.
So what's up with, what the fuck his name is? Big City.
Well, City,
still
yeah,
do that
he's had
show?
Some problems. Now, he's going to be back on eventually. He's had some problems he had to fix, you know. He'll be back on his feet.
And he so. What, in O-Town? In Orlando?
He back in Jersey now. He be all right, though.
Jersey? Oh, shit. My hometown. Where? Oh, shit. That's my state.
Down,
everywhere in Jersey's close.
Yeah, it's all
fuck you from Orange, Newark, Camden. It's all close.
But just hit me up on Facebook a little later tonight, bro.
No doubt, bro. You be easy, man. You did a good job tonight, man. You held that shit down. I hope I was able to contribute without causing an issue.
Yo, man, every week, man. We do this every week if you want, man. It's all good.
We can. Okay, fuck, man. What? All sticky right. Note. What's today? What's today's date?
Wednesday, man. Every Wednesday,
what time?
Man. Every Wednesday. Wednesday,
what time?
7 to 8:30 Yeah.
7 to 8:30 Hip hop, right. Stock exchange. I'll get us some more listeners too. And you were out of where? You out of New York, right?
Yeah.
And where do most of your MCs that you play on the ground shit come from?
It's everywhere, bro. Everywhere.
So it's not like at the other show that was based, you know, upstate New York or that whole beef shit. That was going on a couple weeks ago. All right. Listen, man, I might even be able to throw you some fucking big dogs, too, man, like I said. But I'll touch base with you on that shit when I get more information. I don't want to sound like a fucking liar, you know what I mean?
It's all good.
So listen,
make
man,
it happen,
enjoy
bro.
Your evening. Thank you, young man. Thank you for having me, bro. I really do. I love hip-hop. I enjoy speaking. You know, you obviously know that. So do your thing. Have a good evening. And listen, man, don't be afraid to hit me up during the fucking week, you know what I'm saying, or the weekend.
Gotcha.
And I got a fucking sticky note right here. I'll be all over this shit, bro. We'll do a show next week then, for sure, all right?
All right, bro.
All right, bro, you be easy, man. Good show. All right, peace. All right.
Thanks.